Hey everyone, welcome to Gilmore Girls. Here with my co-host and friend Jaina. In today's episode, we'll be recapping season 2, episode 10 of Gilmore Girls. So before we jump into the recap, Jaina, what did you think about this episode?
I really like this episode. It has such a fun like winter feel to it. It has like a lot of like everybody from town is in this episode, so it has like a lot of fun little gimmicks here and there, and you get to see like how everybody interacts with each other and how everyone gets along, and then a little bit of drama here and there. But this episode I really like. It's very wholesome and fun.
Yeah, definitely. I always associate this as like one of the key winter episodes in the series. And I love it too, because it focuses on the iconic Bracebridge dinner. And like you said, it just brings everyone in the series together. And I just love seeing them interact with each other too.
Yeah.
All right. So before we dive into our discussion, we're just going to take a quick break. Okay. So Jaina, can you walk us through the first part of the episode?
For sure. So as I said earlier, it's winter time, so Rory and Lorelai are both trying to make a snowman for the snowman competition. They are being a little bit competitive, but their snowman doesn't look as great as one of the townspeople's snowman, who is very, very great at making snowmen. It's this extravagant looking snowman that he's making, and Lorelai is trying to win this competition while Rory is saying like, hey, this is just for fun. And then Rory talks about how she's going to have to work a little over her winter break because Paris has given her work for the newspaper, and how Paris always says the newspaper never sleeps. So she is going to be doing a bit of work for that while she's on winter vacation. And then they're still talking about how the guy next to them is making such a great snowman. And then he like whips out I don't even know what it is. Some like very like handy tool. And he starts like shaving the ice. And at this point, their snowman's head falls. And then Lorelai mentions how are we supposed to compete with the Michelangelo of like snow here? And then they just kind of give up after the head of their snowman falls and goes to get coffee. Then we move on to the next scene where they're at the inn, and Michelle and Rune, give it up for Rune. Shout out.
Yay. Rune, our favorite character.
Yes. Michelle and Rune are having a bit of a quarrel on how Rune is dusting the paintings and the picture frames and all. He is pretty much just jumping to clean the frames, and then Michelle's like, what are you doing? And Rune thinks that he can't take the frames off because they might like set some type of alarm, and Michelle's like, do you think this is a museum that's gonna happen? but Michelle takes the painting off the wall, and he's like, here, like, this is how you're gonna clean it. And Lorelai goes to the kitchen while she sees him and Michelle kind of bicker and tells them not to bicker. And yeah, then we move on to the scene in the kitchen where Suki and Jackson are discussing like what food items and like what all she in. And Michelle sees Rune kind of dusting the picture frames, but he's not dusting them. He's pretty much jumping on them and like cleaning them. And as Michelle sees that, they both get into a bit of a quarrel and start discussing on how Rune should have just picked up the frame and then cleaning it instead of jumping. And Rune tells him that he thinks that an alarm might like set off if that happens. So it's just funny that Michelle and him always get into these types of little arguments. And Lorelai sees them bickering while she's going to the kitchen and tells them to stop bickering. And then we move on to the scene in the kitchen. Suki is discussing food items with Jackson, and she is just very excited for this like Briar, what is it? Briar Brit?
Oh yeah, like
Braise? Yes, this extravagant dinner that they're hosting at the end. And she pulls a fast one on Jackson, and she pretty much tells him that he's going to be the Squire Bracebridge person, and like that's it type of thing. And so then Jackson follows Suki outside, while Lorelai and her discuss about little details on this dinner that they're hosting, and Jackson continuously says, like, I'm not doing it, I'm not doing it. And eventually just, like, gives in while Suki and Lorelai are discussing and organizing stuff for this event. And then he's like, okay, fine, I'll do it. And then he mentions, like, oh, is it just because, like, I fit the outfit? And then Lorelai just, like, smiles, and he's like, ah, it's because I'm able to fit into the outfit, isn't it? and, yeah. Then he gets a little disappointed, but he will do it anyways because he loves Suki. and then Chris calls out of the blue, and he asks if Rory can stay at his and Jerry's place during her winter break, and how he would love to have her over during the break. And Lorelai says yes, and that she'll ask Rory. And then they end the call, and it seems like Lorelai isn't super fond of the fact that Chris called and asked about this, but yeah, what do you think about these couple of scenes?
Yeah, I just kind of going back to the snowman scene, I just love these different like town events and everything, and it's so much fun. And I actually forgot they had like a snowman making contest until I rewatched the episode, so that was like so like funny to like just see their snowman versus or snow woman versus like all the other ones there. And yeah, Michelle Rune interaction is like one of my favorite things in the series out of like all the character interactions, because their personalities are just so opposite to each other that it just makes it extremely funny. So that was great to see. I also love how Jackson is gonna play Squire Bracebridge, and as we'll see later on, like he does like amazing work as that character. And then, yeah, kind of the whole, oh, can Rory like stay with us during winter break part. That one's, I can see why like Lorelai might be a little bit upset about it, especially because like Sherry's gonna be there, and that also complicates things a little bit. So yeah, I think it was an interesting like set of scenes.
Yeah, definitely. Then we'll move on to the famous Friday night dinners. Everyone's super quiet at dinner, and they're just eating their food. Rory kind of hints to Lorelai to like say something. Well, she does like a hand gesture, and then Lorelai asks Emily and Richard if they have any plans to travel during this time of year, and they really don't say anything, and they're just like, no, we're not going anywhere. And they mention, like, Lorelai mentions that you guys went to the Bahamas last year, that was fun, like, aren't you going anywhere this year? And they just don't have any plans. Emily says, and then Rory gets, it just starts commenting, like, oh, like, why not? And then it gets a little awkward because they just don't have any plans or anything going on. And she kind of just, like, makes up for the awkwardness by saying, like, oh, that'll be great. Like, it's fun to kind of just, like, stay in, this and that, to make them feel better. And then eventually Richard excuses himself from dinner and goes to his office. Emily says that he's super stressed about work, and he gets like this every time he's stressed and he has a lot on his plate. So then we're going to move on to how Suki is addressing the schedule to Kirk, Jackson, and Rune about the Bracebridge dinner. and she mentions that everybody has to speak in Old English, and then Rune has to comment that, can't I just speak like an old man? And she's like, no, you can't do that. But it's so funny every time he comments and says anything. And then Lorelai comes into the room and says that the Bracebridge group are snowed in Chicago and they can't come. So they think that the entire event is canceled at this point, or is that's what they're imagining is going to happen. So what do you think about these two scenes?
I absolutely, just again, another quality Rune interaction. I loved it when he was like pretending to speak like an old man. He's like, "Hey, you kids, get off my lawn." So iconic. I love how he's participating in this in general. That just makes things even more great. And yeah, the Emily and Richard scene, it kind of like foreshadows what we're about to see later on in the episode, how like Richard's been very like not content at work and he's been like stressed out about it. And so like lately the Friday night dinners haven't been as like exciting as they used to be, I guess, because of that like awkwardness in the room.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. Okay, so then we'll move on to the next scene. So Suki and Lorelai and Rory, they're all at Luke's and they're just discussing what they're going to do because of this cancellation of dinner that they have due to the Bracebridge group not being able to come. While they're discussing, they come up with an idea of inviting the entire town and having some fun with it because they already have the budget and everything for it and everything's already been paid for. They already have extra staff ready to go. So then as Luke comes by to get the order or pour some more coffee, Suki pretty much invites Luke and Jess and says like, "Hey, why don't you come over and have, you know, come for this dinner?" And then that's pretty much the start of them figuring out that they're going to be having the town for this entire big event that they're going to be having at the inn instead of what they had planned originally. So then Lorelai asks Luke if he can spread the word, and yeah, then the scene ends and we move on to Dean and Lane. They're walking in the town after school, and then Dean sees Jess fighting someone. So he tries to break it up, and then Jess continues his momentum, as he says, and he's trying to fight Dean at this point. And then Dean just stops it, and he says that he was just trying to help, and just as Jess is, says that he really didn't need his help in the first place or didn't ask for it. What do you think about these two scenes of how they decided to have the entire town for this big dinner? And the little discrepancy that Dean and Jess had.
Yeah, I'm really glad that group, the original group, canceled, because I just love that concept of like, okay, we already have all the settings, the food and all this stuff. Like, let's just invite the entire town to come. Because it's almost like another Stars Hollow town event, except it's kind of like more informal and everything. So I love that idea so much. And then with Jess and Dean fighting, it's just kind of like, clearly, even though Jess was saying like, "Oh yeah, I just like kept up my momentum, you know, I just happened to hit you, you know, whatever." Like, clearly Jess doesn't like Dean because he's with Rory and Jess likes Rory and all of that stuff. So it was just kind of like one of those beginning situations of where Dean and Jess just like don't like each other.
Yeah, definitely agree. And I'm very happy that they're inviting the entire town, because it'll be fun to see everyone like that.
Yes.
In that setting. All right, so then moving on to the next scene. Lorelai and Rory are organizing the room selection for everybody. And Lorelai thinks it's funny to mess around things with the room selection by putting Luke and Jess in a different room and Luke with, I think, Miss Patty and all of that like funny stuff. And Rory pretty much says that no, that's going to be mean, and she insists that we're going to organize everybody as they should be. And then Rory mentions that we have like a little bit of an empty room and we can invite Emily and Richard. And Lorelai says yes to it, but she's like, "Oh, I don't know if they're going to show up," type of thing. And Yeah, so then we'll move on to the next scene where Rory, well, no, sorry. Yes, Rory and Lorelai are welcoming everybody to this extravagant like dinner that they're hosting at the inn, and they're greeting everyone, and they see that Paris actually walked in with a bunch of newspaper stuff for Rory, and Lorelai comments like, you know, she's a robot, and then kind of leaves her and Paris to discuss what they need to. And Paris asks like what all this is, what are they doing here? And she tells them about how they're all having this like dinner and about the theme of the party and everything. And then she asks if Paris has anything going on tonight, and if she doesn't, she's welcome to stay. Paris mentions that she doesn't really have anything going on and calls her nanny, I think, to let her know that she's going to be staying for the night. Then we move on to the next scene where Dean walks in with his sister Claire, and while Rory is complimenting Claire's dress, she sees that Jess and Luke just walked in, and so does Dean, and then Dean tells her about what happened with the fight. And then Dean turns his head around and looks at Jess, and then Jess waves, like, hi, which pisses Dean off. And then Dean says he better not be doing that all night, which I thought was hilarious. The fact that he, like, waved like that to Dean, like, he would never. So, yeah. And then moving along to the kitchen, this is, I think, the best scene of the night. Suki is pretty much cooking, and then Lorelai walks in and she sees like Rune almost half naked, and she's like, naked Rune. And he's like changing in the kitchen, and he apparently can't get the pants to pull up because his thighs are too big for the pants. And then Lorelai says, like, I suggest you just, like, go to the closet and, like, get some new pair of pants and instead of trying to, like, be skinny in the next 5 minutes to fit into these pants and find a different place to, like, change. And he mentions that there isn't, like, any other place in the beginning, but, yeah. And then we see Suki. She says she has everything under control whilst she pretty much forgets the word salt. She's trying to like describe it as like tart and white, and then she's like all of a sudden like, oh, I mean salt. And Lorelai's a bit nervous for Suki, but she emphasizes that she has full confidence in her, and then kind of leaves telling one of the chefs, like, you know, get the oxygen ready if we need it type of thing. So what did you think about these scenes?
Oh my god, yeah, that Rune changing scene is like definitely one of the best. Like, that is so unsanitary, first off, to like change in the kitchen, and then he's just like, yeah, these pants don't fit me. I'm just like, okay. Oh my god, so funny. Best character in the series. And then yeah, the whole like Suki forgetting what salt is, or at least forgetting the name of it. I'm like, oh my god, Suki. And then yeah, the whole like Jess and Dean scene, Jess literally just said hi to him and he's like, you better not do that again. It just adds to like the ridiculousness of everything together. So yeah, it was an entertaining like bunch of scenes back to back.
Yeah, definitely. And then we move on to Jess. He's just outside walking around. You can tell that he's like glancing over at Rory over and over again while she's greeting guests. And then Lorelai comes outside as well with Rory to help greet all the guests while Emily and Richard actually arrive. And then Richard seems to be in a extremely happy mood today, and Emily is just super delighted about it. They don't know why, but he is just super super happy, and like Emily thinks everything's like happy and dandy in their world. And yeah, and then everybody soon gathers at the inn, and Lorelai and Suki make an announcement, officially welcoming everybody for this dinner, and how they're very happy that everybody's able to come, and how they have such a wonderful night ahead of them, and all the things that they've planned for them. And then later, Lorelai announces that they have horse sledding. Snow sledding? What is it? Snow sledding?
Sleigh rides?
Sleigh rides ready for everybody outside. And have everyone should, like, you know, line up and, like, everybody go in order and all that. And it's very exciting for the entire town. Everyone, like, gasps as if they, like, you know, it's this amazing surprise for everyone. And then everybody gets organized. Dean asks Rory if she wants to come along with her and him and Claire, and she says no, she's gonna have to she's gonna have to stay in the inn and like help organize with everything else. And then Jess actually overhears that, so he gets a little excited. Because obviously he wants her to stay here. And then you see that Lorelai is already on one of the slides, and Luke is outside as well. And he pretty much sits with Lorelai on the sleigh ride, and they go around town. And, you know, Lorelai and Luke pretty much have, like, little funny conversations as they do about, like, tiny things. Lorelai loves the horse's butt, and she thinks it's nice and firm, and all of that random stuff that she loves to say. And it's very cute. And I'll hand it over to you.
Yeah,
the next part of the scene.
Yeah. So Lorelai also talks about how the town looks beautiful during this time of year, and how it looks magical. And Luke is just like, what do you mean? Like, everything looks the same. from there, Lorelai also asks Jess, asks Luke how Jess is doing. And Luke is just like, yep, I've discovered the secret of parenting. And Lorelai's like, what is it? Like, tell me, please. And apparently the secret is to visualize the reality that you want and then just lie until you get that reality. And Lorelai basically is just like, I only really lied to Rory to save her from great physical pain, but that's about it. And then Luke says, well, see, that's kind of similar to what I've done. Because apparently Jess's mom didn't call him for the winter break, even though, you know, Jess has time off from school during the break. And he was sort of expecting his mom to call, but she didn't. So Luke then lied and said that his mom wanted to come to visit, but Luke was the one who declined and said that Jess is still adjusting since he just got there. And Lorelai immediately is like, yeah, Jess definitely did not buy that. He knows that you're lying to him. That was kind of interesting. And Luke is just like surprised by this because he genuinely thought that like Jess bought that lie. And then we cut over to Emily and Richard, who are also on a sleigh ride, and Emily's basically just like complaining that the sleigh ride is wreaking havoc on her hair. And Richard says that like, no, this is not bad for your hair. And he compares it to a fun roller coaster. And then Emily says that she's never been on a roller coaster before. And Richard's like, well, I want to go on one. And Emily's like, no, I'll be like way too scared to go. But then eventually Richard talks her into it. And then Richard is like, okay, I'll have Rory look it up on the internet for us, which I thought was really funny. during that entire scene, Richard's just in a really good mood. He's like being flirty with Emily. So he's definitely feeling like lighter in comparison to earlier in the episode. And then following that scene, we also get another sleigh ride scene where Rory is finally about to ride in a sleigh. And she was about to go alone because no one else was there, except Jess suddenly jumps into it and insists that it was two people per sleigh, no more, no less. and Rory basically just pretends like she's not mad about it, even though she clearly is. But Jess picks up on that immediately, and Rory explains that the reason why she's kind of mad at him is because he got into a fight with Dean. And then Jess is just like, oh, is he still your boyfriend? And Rory's like, oh, you can jump out now. Like, he was just trying to help you. And then Jess says that he was basically just fighting a guy named Chuck because he was being a jerk to him. And he basically was just trying to, like, justify why he was fighting him. And it was interesting, too, because during the scene, Jess also confides in Rory that his mom didn't want him to come home and that Luke clearly lied to him. So as we could see, like, Lorelai was completely right and that Jess knew exactly what was going on. And then they're basically going through the town and they pass by all of the snow people by the gazebo, and Jess compliments Lorelai and Rory, snow woman, and said that it looks exactly like Bjork, which is exactly what they were going for. And he had talked about how they should definitely win the contest. And Rory seems pretty happy to hear the compliment and she smiles. And immediately Jess is like, hey, what do you and Dean talk about? Like, does he know who Bjork even is? And Rory then is just like, yeah, definitely. Like, I've played him some stuff, and insists that they basically just talk about everything. But she kind of says it half-heartedly. So it's kind of like she's almost like convincing herself that they do have stuff in common. And Jess then says that he doesn't seem like her type of guy based on interactions that he's had with him during class. But Rory keeps insisting that Dean is her kind of guy. And then Jess is like, okay, I guess I don't know him that well. So yeah, what did you think of these different sleigh ride scenes? And do you agree with Jess that Dean isn't really Rory's type?
Yeah, so from the start of the scene, I really enjoyed the interaction between Luke and Lorelai. I feel like it was kind of what they like needed, because they're always both like very busy and they only have like very short interactions, as we've seen just like at Luke's. So this was like a different type of scene for them, so I really liked that. And the conversations that they had, especially how Luke thinks that he's found the secret to parenting. Poor guy. And yeah, and then I really like the Emily and Richard scene, because I'm very happy for Richard. The fact that he's, like, super happy now, and he's definitely, like, feels lighter, and we'll find out why he feels lighter very soon. And then the scene with Jess and Rory, I thought it was hilarious. Like, we kind of saw it coming, because Jess saw that, you know, she didn't go with Dean and she's going alone. So he's been kind of, I wouldn't say stalking, but I'm going to say stalking her the entire night, because he's just been, like, glancing over and, like, you know, being close to her in a certain way, but, like, still keeping a distance. And then when he sees that, like, no one's there, he immediately takes the opportunity and gets on the sleigh and have, you know, a conversation with Rory all about just random stuff that they're talking about. And I just think it's very interesting, their dynamic, because you can definitely tell that Jess is into Rory. And at this point, Rory is just trying to be a nice person. And she's just, like, entertaining him along the way. But, yeah, it's just interesting. And sorry, what was your question?
Oh, yeah. Do you agree that with Jess, that Dean isn't necessarily her type?
Yes, in a certain way. I mean, they fit in the way, like checking all the check boxes type of thing. In that way, they definitely fit. But in terms of, like, any intellectual, like, conversations, I definitely think she has those better with Jess than Dean. But I don't think Rory's thought about that yet. And these questions that Jess is asking, I think, is, like, making her think about the relationship with her and Dean.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I feel like, so even though Dean and Rory are definitely, like, they're cute together, you know, they're each other's, like, first loves and all of that. Yeah, at the same time, it's, like, hobby-wise and interest-wise, like, they're not exactly the most, like, compatible. And so, yeah, Jess is basically kind of, like, shining light on that. And Rory, it seems like Rory had never thought about that before, of, like, oh, yeah, I can't really talk to Dean that much about music or about books or other things that I'm into. So, yeah, it's definitely interesting. And then we cut to the Bracebridge dinner, and everyone's at the table ready to eat. And Lorelai takes a photo of everyone there. And Lorelai introduces the dinner, but Suki pops up and she's just like, I just need a quick minute, which was funny. And Luke then tells the guy next to him to shut up, because the guy was just like, oh, there's no such thing as a quick minute, because a minute means 60 seconds. And Luke is like, please shut up. And Patty then asks Lorelai who the waiter is, and that she's interested in him because of his outfit. So it's typical, like, Patty stuff. And then Richard compliments Lorelai on the setup of the dinner. And then Emily is kind of the opposite of that. And she's just like, Lorelai, your dress needs pressing. And Lorelai's like, thanks, Mom. And then we have Rune finally speaking in Old English when he introduces Squire Bracebridge, who is Jackson. And it's so funny because they have like a fun banter back and forth in Old English. So that was really just a good way to start the dinner. And then immediately Jess leans over to Luke and he's just like, we should have eaten before we came here. Because he's just like not into this. And then, yeah, Jackson and Rune continue to have a good back and forth about the soup and how hot it is. And then they start eating and Mrs. Kim is just like, oh, doesn't anyone here say grace? And she asks Babette if she said grace, and Babette just laughs at her and she's like, good one. But then Mrs. Kim gives her like a really dirty look, and then Babette and Maury just start like leaning their heads forward and pray, which was great. And then Kirk is completely in character the entire time. He's also one of the waiters. And Lorelai tries her very best to like break his character and everything. And we also have Paris remarking that there's a lot of period discrepancies because of the lighting and the fact that the water is served with like cubed ice, and how none of this is historically accurate. And Lorelai's like, okay, well, floggings will be administered. Thank you for your feedback. And then we also see towards the end of the dinner that Richard is just like having the time of his life. And he was like sharing a story of how when he was in Europe, there were like people playing a Cher song, and he was like appalled by it for some reason. And Michelle is just like, oh yeah, but I love Cher. And this group in general just amuses me because it was Lorelai, Rory, Emily, Richard, Michelle, Dean, and Taylor all together. And Richard's just like laughing. He's cracking jokes, like having a good time. And Taylor's talking about how he's never had such an interesting conversation with an insurance man before. And then this is when the news breaks that Richard has to awkwardly tell the table and Emily as well, because he hadn't told Emily before, that he is actually retiring from insurance. And so this kind of brings down the mood, because like nobody in his family knew about it. So yeah, there's a lot going on in this Bracebridge dinner scene, but what did you think of it overall and all of the different interactions?
I love the interactions, and I love all the like the seating arrangements for all of this, because it's just perfect. Especially like in the beginning, like you mentioned, whoever that person was sitting next to Luke, like you never want to place someone like that next to Luke, but it was just hilarious at the fact that he was there. And so all of the people that were sitting by each other, like they fit, but they didn't fit all at the same time. So it was like perfectly imperfect seating placement, I feel. Yeah, and one comment on the Richard news, I felt like it was interesting the way everybody had the reaction, because you would think that if someone says like, oh, like I retired, you know, everybody would be like, oh my god, like congrats, like great for you type of thing. But the fact that they were kind of like, their first initial reaction was like in shock type of thing, like, oh, you didn't tell us, and then you told everybody else, or like the way that you told us, I don't know, it just felt like just be happy for the man, like kind of thing, instead of the initial reactions that they
did have, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because I totally get why Emily was shocked, because she's like, we're married, like, why didn't you tell me? But yeah, like, everyone else at the table, that was kind of surprising to see that they weren't just like, oh, cool, like, congrats, you'll be able to relax now and stuff like that. So that was interesting.
Yeah, I feel like any normal setting, you know, people would be like, oh my God, like, great for you. Like, this is going to be, you know, like, the next part of your life type of thing. But like, this group of people, they were just like, not about it.
They're like, what? Retiring? What's that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love the phrase you use, imperfectly perfect for the seating arrangement, because that's exactly how it was.
Yes.
And then, yeah, we then transition over into the next scene where, like, everyone's getting ready for bed, and we see Rory and Lorelai together in their room, and Rory basically asks Lorelai if she's heard anything from Christopher, and with nowhere to hide, basically, like, Lorelai finally tells Rory about it, and she tells Rory that, like, Christopher had called and wanted her to stay over at his place for, like, winter break and spend time with him and Sherry, and basically how Lorelai was kind of put into a difficult position. So either it was to tell Rory about it, or like, just kind of hide it from her. And Lorelai's explanation was because she has dibs on Rory. And then from there, with that, it's kind of like, oh, why would you want to, like, go spend time with him when you have all this free time to spend time with me? And so that's kind of like what Lorelai was telling Rory about. And then Emily knocks on their bedroom door at that moment, and she is just like, we should be moved to another room. And basically just talking about how, like, shocked she was about everything. And then Emily goes downstairs into the lobby where she finds Richard, and Richard tells her how thrilled he was to kind of, like, basically spontaneously quit his job. And he says sorry to Emily for not telling her earlier. And the reason why he didn't really want to tell her right away is because he wanted to, like, hold on to that excited feeling for as long as possible. But then they're like, they seem to be in, like, a good mood, and then they go back upstairs and everything. So yeah, what did you think of, like, this kind of brief scene when they're, like, getting ready for bed, and what Lorelai and Rory talked about, and then also Richard and Emily?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, the fact that Rory popped up the question herself. It's good that she did, because I feel like otherwise I doubt Lorelai would have told her. I kind of think it's a little childish of Lorelai, the fact that she kind of says, like, oh, I have dibs. I feel like Chris is now finally trying to be Rory's dad, now that he's, like, stable and, like, has a job and he has, like, a stable girlfriend in life. He's just trying to be there for Rory, and then trying to make her feel like, okay, like, you have a dad that you can go to for, like, winter breaks or summer breaks or anything like that. And it was, like, very kind of him to invite Rory. But I don't think Lorelai's reaction is, like, nice, but I understand where she's coming from. It's like, all these years later, like, why would Chris do this type of thing? And it's kind of, like, probably difficult for her to see him with another woman and finally being stable in this way. So yeah, it was interesting. And then I love the fact that Emily just comes in, she's like, yeah, this isn't working, we need another room. That's very, like, typical Emily, and I'm sure, like, everybody saw that coming in the audience, like, the fact that she was gonna have that happen, or they were gonna be fighting, or, like, eventually, like, leave in the middle of the night type of thing, or immediately. I'm actually shocked she didn't, like, just leave at dinner and was like, okay, well, we gotta go.
Right. <type of thing.
laughs> So yeah, I think it's, like, funny, and it's good that they're having, like, this entire, like, conversation at the end. I feel like it's a good way to kind of just break the news in an environment where you can't just, like, scream at someone. you know, there's other people watching and all that type of stuff. So it's a, It was an interesting scene, and hopefully Richard and Emily figure everything out. But yeah, I'm happy for Richard as of now. It's good that he's no longer stressed.
Yeah, I agree. And I do think it was interesting too. Like, it wasn't like Emily was trying to talk him out of it. And I do think it was because they were like, it happened kind of in like a public setting, and Richard kind of announced as if it was like official and all of that stuff. And also, like, yeah, the Lorelai and Rory scene, it was kind of immature of Lorelai to be like, well, I have dibs on you. It's like, Lorelai, you see her like all the time, you know? And yeah, I do understand though that she's probably like, oh, what the heck? Why didn't you make more of an effort like in the past? Like, what's going on? This is a little weird. So yeah, I can kind of see like both sides of it when it comes to Lorelai's reaction for it. And then we cut to the next morning, and people are basically saying goodbye to each other and checking out of the inn. And then Dean and Rory are saying goodbye to each other as well. And as soon as they kiss, and Dean walks away, Rory and Jess, like, their eyes basically meet across the room. And then Dean also sees, I don't know if you noticed too, because Dean was like in the back of the room from that point, and then he kind of sees them looking at each other. And so it's kind of like this awkward tension in the air. And with that, like, everybody's like heading home, and Lorelai and Rory pass by all of the snow people by the gazebo, and they notice that the really fancy one that they were like, ooh, that one's definitely gonna win, that one apparently was smashed and just like destroyed. And they got excited by that. They're like, oh great, now we have a chance to win and everything. And it's kind of, even though they didn't say this, like, of course it's kind of implied that like Jess was the one who like destroyed that snowman, because he especially was like, oh yeah, you guys should win. So yeah, what did you think of this final scene?
Yeah, I definitely love the final scene. And I didn't notice that Dean actually saw that interaction between Jess and Rory. So yeah, that's very interesting. I kind of feel bad for the guy. But yeah, it's interesting, like, the dynamic that the three of them have. Like, we'll continue to see it in the later episodes. But I liked the ending of the episode, definitely, because we knew, like, the audience definitely knows that Jess did that to the snowman, and we know why he did that as well. So it's just, like, another way of telling Rory, like, hey, I'm here, like, I'm interested, and it's kind of, like, showing, I don't know, it's, like, being there without being there type mm-hmm. of thing. I don't really know how to explain it, but yeah, it's interesting. I like that snowman scene, to be honest. It's just one of those, like, you know, small things that you do for someone to get them to notice you type of thing. But yeah. Mm-hmm. But he is being a delinquent about it. But you know, that's just us.
That's just, yeah. That's how he shows, like, his affection, is through being like, hey, I destroyed the winning snowman so that you and your mom could win. This shows that I like you. But of course, it's like not in the best way to communicate it. But yeah, clearly, like, he really likes Rory and wants to kind of subtly show her that to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, that was the end of the episode. So yeah, after chatting about it, what were your final, like, thoughts on the episode as a whole?
Yeah, like I said in the beginning, I really liked the fact that everybody in the town was able to interact, and especially the dinner scene with, like, just random people being sitting next to each other. It's just nice that, like, even though everybody's so different, everybody gets along in such a unique way, and everybody is able to have, like, a fun, loving conversation at dinner and just have, like, a night of their life type of thing. So it's just so, like, cute and wholesome that they're able to do this in this small town and with, like, a unique set of people. And then I really like the random scenes that we have with Rune. We only see him very few times in the entire season. So, and yeah, any Rune time is good time. But yeah, I thought it was a great episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Any longtime podcast listeners will know, like, we love Rune because of just how, like, ridiculous this man is. And so, yeah, any Rune is better than no Rune in an episode. And yeah, I also love that part of it, just seeing everyone interact. And, you know, we do get to see, like, the townspeople interact, like, during their town hall meetings, which is nice. But it's, like, refreshing to also see, like, other characters who don't normally attend those meetings, either since they're not a part of the town or anything else, like, just interact with each other, like Emily and Richard being there, Paris, Michelle, Rune, as we had talked about, Taylor, like, just the group of people, or we saw even interactions that we don't normally see, like Mrs. Kim and Babette, like, that's, even those two, like, that was hilarious. So, yeah, it was a fun episode.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right. So that about wraps it up. Thank you all so much for listening. And our next episode, we'll be discussing a topic in the Gilmore Girls community. So definitely check that out. You can support our podcast by going to our link in the description. And you can also find us at Gilmore Gals Pod on Instagram. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review, and share this podcast with anybody you know who enjoys Gilmore Girls. So we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.